We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to this exclusive interview on our podcast page at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Of course, hey, we are hooping it up with Bay Forest, former NBA player with the Phoenix Suns, and Joseph Odhiambo. I love to say his last name. International basketball trick star, 14-time world record holder. We're looking forward. I'm very anxious to hear about Joseph's story. But Bay, just a couple more quick questions. I thought it was interesting is that when you signed with the Phoenix Suns, a newspaper columnist wrote a story titled, Bay Did It His Way. What did he mean?
Well, I had the chance to play when I went from high school into college at about 130 different schools. And so I had decided that I wanted to get a Christian education. So I went 4 years to Grand Canyon. And then I was drafted by the Seattle Supersonics, number 19 in the draft, and was offered a pretty good contract by them. But I really felt like God was telling me he wanted me to go 1 year with Athletes in Action, a branch of Campus Crusade for Christ International. Mm-hmm. And I played with them. And we had the best amateur team in the world at the time, a very good team. My backup centers were 7'2 and 6'11. So we were a big team, and we beat the number one team, University of San Francisco, by 19 points when they had Cartwright playing for them, who played for the Bulls, and then beat UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, by 29 points when Jerry Tarkanian was coaching them. And so that got me a lot of recognition. And then the Phoenix Suns bought my rights from the Seattle Supersonics and signed me to a 5-year guaranteed contract. So basically what it came down to, I didn't really do it my way. It was I decided to do it God's way, and he blessed me in doing so.
So when you were with the Phoenix Suns, one of our guests that have been on our program in the past is Jerry Colangelo. He was the owner of the Phoenix Suns at the time. What was your relationship like with Jerry?
Jerry was a great guy and a great GM and on the Suns and still supports our ministry today. And so it's been great to have him a part of what we do. And Jerry's been a real influential person, probably the most influential person in all of Phoenix, and still has a lot of influence all over, especially with the Olympics and with basketball.
Well, we're going to transition here in just moment and welcome back in Joseph Odhiambo. Tell us quickly before we make that transition about your ministry. What are you and Peg doing now?
Well, when I finished playing for the Phoenix Suns, I was a youth pastor for 7 years up in Colorado, and then we went for 5 years to Africa to work at a missionary kids boarding school, and that's where I met Joe while we were over there, and that was a great opportunity to find a quality young man that was looking for an opportunity to go on further and to get a good education. So I sent him over to Grand Canyon University, and he played for 4 years there, and we've started doing some ministry together at times as well.
Well, Joseph Odhiambo, of course, he is an international basketball trick star, and as I mentioned several times, 14 times. He's a 14-time world record holder. Joseph, how in the world did you become a hotshot basketball trick star?
Well, it's pretty interesting with basketball. I was working as a computer programmer in 1994 when I lost my dad, and my dad was pretty big in computers, and I just thought sitting up there and working computers would bring back the memory of my late dad, so I decided to switch careers and find something that would bring fulfillment in my career. And I was working at a basketball camp in Prescott, Arizona, and I met a lady called Tanya Crevier. She's one of the best female ball handlers in the world. And I was very impressed with what she was doing with the basketball. And she was using it as a platform for her motivational talk. And I thought I wanted to do that. So I talked to her and I asked a couple questions of how do you do this. And she was kind enough to show me how to spin a basketball. And from there, I just picked it up and I'm part of my identity now. So I just love what I'm doing. And it's so amazing that I'm able to do all those tricks, not only for myself, but to also motivate other students to understand that really you've got what it takes, but you have to put in the time to make it happen.
The game of basketball has afforded you many opportunities to travel all over the world. I don't know how many events that you do on a yearly basis, but what does it mean to you personally?
It is an opportunity that you really cannot define how it is, because getting a chance to travel all over the world, getting a chance to meet some of the players that you only saw on TV and while you're idle, it's all interesting, because when I go to the NBA All-Star and I get to see some of these players that most people only see on TV, it's so fulfilling and so amazing that I'm able to share an arena with some of these great players, and you cannot define the opportunity that I've got from basketball.
And I think about one of your recent excursions, you and Focus Ministries, you guys went over to Cuba, and I loved one of the pictures in the newsletter. You were actually wearing my favorite team, the Dallas Mavericks, and you're wearing a jersey number 3, so Jason Kidd hooked you up, right?
Jason Kidd, I met him when he was with the Phoenix Suns. Jason Kidd was with the Phoenix Suns, and yeah. He was one of my favorite players when he was playing, because he was so good at what he did, and he put other players ahead of him. And when I had a chance to wear an NBA jersey at the NBA All-Star, I did ask him to go ahead and give me Jason Kidd shirt, and I still have that one to today.
Well, let's talk about the NBA All-Star Game. 14 years in a row that you have performed. What is that experience like, and what do you enjoy the most about being a part of those festivities?
I think that the best part is when the NBA, it's a jump session where the NBA kind of close out on the area. Maybe they get like the Target Center, or they get like one of the big areas, and they put in like in Canada, they had over 100 court at the Civic Center, and when the kids come in and they get to experience the NBA atmosphere, it's so good. And when they come up and they get to spin a basketball on their finger, you'll just see a kid just beam, and they just have so much fun. And then when the players come in and sign autographs, the kids actually get a chance to interact with the players one-on-one. That's an experience that you cannot really, it's an experience that of a lifetime.
Well, we talk about how your ability to, your demonstrations and ball handling, but one of the things about the NBA All-Star Game I think is fresh in my mind is the slam dunk contest. How much did you enjoy that?
Well, this year was one of the best that I have ever seen, because even Rodgers, well, went to University of Arizona, and I did not think that he can jump that high, but it almost looked like he can just kind of pause in the air and do some things that you cannot believe, and it was one of the best, and I'm hoping that the next couple of years it's going to be just as good.
That, of course, was Babe Forrest and Joseph Odhiambo joining us tonight in studio at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. I want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Jared Greenberg of NBA TV, our very own Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes, does such a great job. Dale Harris, the vice president of the Texas Legends, giving us the skinny on the Dallas Mavericks, maybe their off-season moves. Adam Grossman, the president and founder of Block 6 Analytics, and the great Tom Flores, former head coach with the Oakland Raiders. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big East Sports Show. So long, everybody.